Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The 13th Annual Kentucky Grazing Conference is set for next Tuesday, October 30th, at UK's Research and Education Center in Princeton. And do they have some issues?
The drought, the high temperature, the low feed supply, running out of feed, feeding our hay early, not getting our pastures renovated in the spring. So a lot of the issues and more weeds and even more toxic plants than we normally have to deal with.
UK forage specialist Gary Lacefield says all of those will be discussed, with the focus on extending pastures, a proven major money saver.
When we look at the cost, for example, of just grazing stockpile tall fescue, the fertilizing that we put into it and even the temporary fence that we put across, we still can graze for less than about 32 cents a day. If we look at that same fescue hay that we're feeding back, even in a normal year, then that fescue hay is going to cost us over $1.25 a day.
No rocket science here. The more days grazed, the less stored feed used.
Certainly that's the situation this year, and we were fortunate in many places in the state. We did get some rain. We have gotten some fall pastures that are in much better shape than our summer pastures were.
We'll be right back.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it. Farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
We're proud to be raising beef in Kentucky.
We produce pork and we eat pork.
A lot of people don't realize just how big poultry is in Kentucky.
We're very proud of producing food for consumers.
At the core, most any farm is a family. I'm proud to work with my family every day.
Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Program and registration details of next Tuesday's grazing conference are available at your county extension office. UK's Gary Lacefield says a featured speaker will be last year's winner of the State Forage Spokesman Contest.
He went on to the national competition and was the national winner, competing with farmers from several different states and Canada. And his name is Brent White. He's a forage producer from Lyon County, Kentucky. He will kick off the conference talking about forages on my farm.
Lacefield says Kentucky has been a leader in that competition, winning more national contests than all other states. On the continued economic strength of forages, he referenced a host of current marketing conditions.
With what's happening to the corn industry, the soybean industry, and others there, and we look at nitrogen prices, we look at the grazing emphasis, we look at the need for quality forages, I think the future is extremely bright for forages in general, and even more so when it comes to grazing as a method of consuming those forages.
Next Tuesday's Grazing Conference, sponsored by UK and the Kentucky Forage and Grasslands Council. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.